B'siyata deshmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Lamed. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichal Odom beis tafshilin v'chulu. We learnt in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah on Daf Chavav Omud Beis, we learnt that on Erev Tisha B'Av one's not allowed to eat 2 cooked dishes, one's also not allowed to eat meat and not allowed to drink wine. Omer of Yehuda, lo yishanu elo mishei shoyis ulemato. Ulamalo, Rav Yehuda says that's only after Chatzos, after midday. Avol mishei shoyis ulemato, mutar. But before midday, one was allowed to eat 2 cooked dishes, or meat or wine. Omer Rav Yehuda, another statement from Rav Yehuda, lo yishanu elo besudo hamafsik bo, that this restriction only applies on the meal which is going to be the final meal before the onset of the fast, which means he's not intending to eat another meal after this meal. It's what we call the Sudas HaMafsekes. Aval besuda she'ino mafsik bo, but if it's not the final meal, mutar, then these restrictions do not apply. And the Gemara says, v'tarvayhu lekula, and both of these statements from Rav Yehuda have a leniency. Utsricha, and we need them both, because logic would say that the last meal before the fast is after midday. But that doesn't have to be that way, and to make sure that we take the lenient side of both, he made both statements. Diyo yishminon besuda amafsik bo. If he would just have said that these restrictions only apply to the last meal before the fast, havamina, I may have thought, afilu mishei shoyis ulemato, even if it's in the morning before midday, this would be true. Komash malon, that's what Rav Yehuda came to tell us, that mishei shoyis ulemailo, that even if it's the final meal, besides for being the final meal, it also has to be after chatzos. V'yosh mi'inon mishei shoyis ulemailo, and if he would have just told us that these restrictions only apply to a meal after midday, I may have thought, even if it's not the last Suda, if he's going to eat 2 meals in the afternoon on Erev Tisha B'Av, I may have thought that these restrictions apply to both. That's why he said his other statement, that that besides for it being afternoon time, it also has to be his final meal before the onset of the fast. Now says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna, Kama Tanya Kalishna Basra. We're going to now see a Braisa which says each Braisa says like one of the versions, one of the statements of Rav Yehuda. Tanya Kalishna Basra. The Braisa that says like the second statement of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said that it's only if it's the final meal before the fast where these restrictions apply. The Braisa says, Hasoyeid Erev Tisha B'Av, that if somebody's eating a meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, Im Osid Liso Yitzuda Acheres, if he's intending to eat another meal after this one, Mutalechil Bosor, then in this first one he's allowed to eat meat, Velishtes Yain, and drink wine. Ve'im Lav, but if he's not intending to have any other meals, which means this is the last meal before the onset of the fast, Osilechil Bosor Velishtes Yain, he's not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. Tanya Kalishna Kama, a braisa to the effect of the first statement of Rav Yehuda, who says that it's dependent on whether it's afternoon or not. Says the braisa, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yoichal Odom shnei tafshilin, a person should not eat 2 cooked dishes on Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yoichal boso, he shouldn't eat meat, v'lo yishte yain, he should not drink wine. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Yeshane, he should do something different with his usual pattern of eating. He should do it differently. There should be some sign of mourning, of acknowledgement that Tisha B'Av is about to start. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Braisa, Ketzad Mashane, how does one change? What does it mean he should do it differently? Im hoya rogi lechol shnei tavshilin, if he was used to eating 2 cooked dishes, yechol min echod, he should eat just 1 cooked dish. V'im hoya rogi lisoid ba'asoro b'nei adam, if he was used to eating with an company of 10 people who were there because he was a prestigious person, a prominent person, and many people would eat with him, in honor of him, soid b'chamisha, then on Erev Tisha B'Av he should eat with just 5 people. Half of what he's used to. Hoyorogi lishtois asoro koisois. If he's used to drinking 10 cups of wine, shoise chamisha koisois, he should drink just 5. Bamed dvorim amurim. when are these restrictions true? And this is the part of the braisa which the Gemara intended, is mishei shoyis lemaila, only after midday. Aval mishei shoyis lemata, but before midday, mutter, these restrictions do not apply. Continues the Gemara, another braisa on this topic, tani idach. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yoichal odom shnei tavshilin, a person should not eat two cooked dishes, lo yoichal boso, he shouldn't eat meat, v'lo yishte yayin, he shouldn't drink wine, divrei Reb Meir. The Chachomim say Yishane, that regarding the two cooked dishes, he should do it differently, he should minimize, or he should do it in a different fashion than he's used to. And besides that, umemayit ubosor ubayayin, and he should eat less meat and drink less wine than he's used to. Ketzad memayit, what does it mean to minimize the amount of meat that you're drinking, that you're eating? Im hoya rogil lechu litra boso, if he's used to eating a litra, which is a measure of meat, yechal chetzi litra. Then on Erev Tisha B'Av he should only eat half a litra. Hoya rogil lishtois loig yayin, if he was used to drinking a whole loig, a measure of wine, yishte chetzi loig yayin, then on Erev Tisha B'Av he should only drink half a loig of wine. V'meinei rogil kol ikar, and if he's not used to eating meat or drinking wine at all, also then he shouldn't eat any meat or drink any wine at all. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Imhoya rogi lechil tznoin, a person who's used to eating radishes, the types of radish, or imoliach, or types of salty dishes like salty fish or salty meat, achar sudosai, after his meal, harashus biyodoi, then he's allowed to do that even on Erev Tisha B'Av. Tani idoch, in another braisa it says, kol shehu mishum Tisha B'Av, anything which, any meal that you're having because of Tisha B'Av, which means that it's the last meal, the Sudas HaMafsekes, Osur Lechil Boso, he's not allowed to eat meat, V'Osur Lishtis Yayin, he's not allowed to drink wine, V'Osur Lirchoitz, and you have to know what that means, that, but V'Osur Lirchoitz, he's not allowed to wash either, we're soon going to discuss that. He's not allowed to wash himself. Kol She'eino Mishum Tisha B'Av, if it's either the last meal before another public fast other than Tisha B'Av, or if it's not the last meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, Mutar Lechil Boso, one's allowed to eat meat, V'lishteis Yayin, and drink wine, V'Osur Lirchoitz, and he's not allowed to wash himself. Rabbi Shmuel B'Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Mishum Oviv, Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of his father Rabbi Yosi, Kol Sho Shemutar Lechil, any time that one is allowed to eat, it says Lechil Bosor, but it means any time that the fast hasn't started yet, mutter lirchoitz, he's allowed to wash. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, kol mitzvois hanoyagos be'ovel. Any of the halachas that apply to any person in mourning, noyagos b'Tisha B'Av, they also apply on Tisha B'Av to everybody. Which means that besides for osar b'achila or b'shtia, besides the fact that on Tisha B'Av one's not allowed to eat or drink, and this obviously does not apply to an ovel, however the following halachas that apply to every ovel, to every person in mourning, also apply on Tisha B'Av, which is the washing, ubesicha, and anointing oneself with oils, ubeni'ilas sandal, and wearing shoes, ubetashmish hamita, and marital relations. V'osa likreis b'Torah, one's not allowed to learn in Torah in a place where one is accustomed to and where it's a pleasure to be learning. B'nevi'im u'b'ksuvim, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, the different parts of the written Torah. V'leshano is noizit mutter to learn b'mishnah u'b'talmud, which is the Mishnayos and the inner understandings of the Mishnayos, which is called Talmud, what we have today is the Gemara, u'b'medrash, ubahalochis, ubahagodis, different areas of Torah, there one's not allowed to learn them on Tisha B'Av. Aval kairahu, but he's allowed to read b'mokim she'enei rogil likreis, but in a place where he's not accustomed and used to reading, and he doesn't understand it so well, and that causes him discomfort that he's learning there, therefore it's allowed on Tisha B'Av. V'sheinei is allowed to learn b'mokim she'enei rogil Lishnois, he's allowed to learn Mishnayos and other things, as we learned, in places where he's not accustomed to it, and therefore he doesn't have the same level of pleasure when he's learning. V'koyre b'kinois, b'ioiv, he's allowed to read the parts of Ioiv that are mourning and lamenting, u'b'dvorim aroyim shab Yirmiyah, and the sad parts of Sefer Yirmiyah. V'tinoikos shel b'Yisrabon, b'teilim, Some have the version here, Einon Betelim, and they skip the Pasuk here. But the children in school, according to our version of the Gemara, the children in school are Betelim. They do not learn Torah in school. Mishum Shenemar, because it says, Pikudei Hashem Yeshorim, Hashem's commandments are upright. Masam Chelev, they cause a person to be very happy. And since on Tisha B'Av one's not allowed to be happy, therefore they would not learn Torah in the schools. To the young children. And others have the girsa. The Vilna Gaon's girsa here is that the school children, they are not betalim, they are allowed to go to school, and this pasuk is not mentioned here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that was the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Af eino kore b'mokim she'eino rogil likreis, even a person who is not accustomed to a particular portion of the Torah is not allowed to read there. Ve'eino she'eino b'mokim she'eino rogil lishnois, and also the Mishnayos, he's not allowed, and other parts of the oral Torah, he's not allowed to learn even the parts where he's not accustomed there. Aval kore hu b'yoiv, but as the Tanakhama said, he's allowed to read in Iyov, Ubekinois, Ubedvarim Haroim, Shebe Yirmiyah, and the Kinois in Yirmiyah, and the Dvarim Haroim, the bad things mentioned in Yirmiyah. Vetinoikas shall base Rabban Betelim, and the children in school do not go to school. Betelim boy mishum shenemar, because it says, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chelev, that Torah always gladdens the heart, and therefore it's something that one's not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is taking us back to the Mishnah. Lo yechal bosa v'lo yishte yayin, in the meal that we've already discussed, the Suda Samafsekas, in the afternoon before the onset of Tisha B'Av, one should not eat meat nor drink wine. And when we mentioned before that Meliach, Shimon ben Gamliel, said that one's allowed to eat salty meat and fish at the end of the meal, there, because it's so salty, it hardly has the status of meat. That's how Rashi explains this. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learnt, Aval oichel hu bosor meliach, but salty meat he's allowed to eat, v'shoyse yayin megitoy, and he's allowed to drink the wine from his wine press. Says the Gemara, bosor meliach ad kamo. What's the definition? What defines that meat is called salty meat that one's allowed to eat? Because it's so salty that it hardly has the definition of meat. Omer of Chinen Bar Kahana Meshmei de Shmuel Kolzman She'enoy or Kolzman Shehu Keshlomim, and what this means is that as long as it hasn't been salted for 3 days, then he's not allowed to eat it. Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, and it says that if it's like a shlomim, which means it's not 3 days, if it's not been in salt for 3 days, then one's not allowed to eat it. If it's been in salt for 3 days, then it's so salty that one's allowed to eat it. V'yayin migitoy, this new sweet wine still in the wine press, ad kamo, how long, what tells us whether it's still considered yayin migitoy that one's allowed to drink it on Erev Tisha B'Av? Says the Gemara, calls manchu toisus, all the while it's still fermenting, and whilst it's fermenting, then it's not good, as it's not as good as old wine, and it can cause digestive issues, and it can be harmful, and therefore there's no problem with drinking it during the Suda Samafsekas. Tana, yayin toisis einboi mishum gilui, we just mentioned wine that was still fermenting. Well, the fermenting wine is allowed to be drunk even if it's been exposed, if it's been open, because normally the issue of exposed wine, one's not allowed to drink it, is we're afraid that a snake drank from it and some of its poison went into the wine. However, a snake wouldn't go, because of the fermenting, the snake wouldn't go near it. The kamotisisosi, how many days, how long is the fermenting stage? Says the Gemara, gimel yomim is 3 days. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yehuda Omarav, kachoyom in hogesh Rabbi Yehuda Bariloi. Rabbi Yehuda Bariloi was accustomed on Erev Tisha B'Av for the Suda Samafsekes, mevien loy pas chareva b'melach, they would bring him dry bread with salt. V'yoshev bein tanur v'lekiraim, he would sit in the most filthy place in the house, as if in mourning, between the oven and the stove, where it was very dirty of all the soot and the ashes and the smoke. V'oichel v'shoise oleo kitoin shel maim, and he would eat and he would drink with it a jug of water. V'doimek mishameisei mutter lefonov, it would be as if is a deceased person lying in front of him in mourning of the Beis Hamikdash. Continues the Gemara, Tnan Hossam, we learnt in the Mishnah, Mokim Shenoa Gulasis Melocha B'Tisha B'Av, oisim, those places that they were accustomed to doing work on Tisha B'Av, one's allowed to do work there. Mokim shenoagu shaloi la'asois, but those places where the custom was not to work on Tisha B'Av, in oisin, one's not allowed to work on Tisha B'Av. One has to respect the local custom. Ubechol mokim talmidei chachomim betelim, but even in a place where the laymen are working on Tisha B'Av, the talmidei chachomim should refrain from working on Tisha B'Av. Reb Shem ben Gamliel oimer lo'olam yase kol odom atzmet k'talmid chacham. In this context, and only in this context, in contrast to what Reb Shem ben Gamliel said earlier on Daf Yud Amud Beis, but in this context, even somebody who's not really a talmid chacham can act as a talmid chacham and express mourning for the Beis Hamikdash and not get distracted by other work. Tanya Nami Hochi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Reb Shem ben Gamliel Oimer, Lo'olam Yase Odom Atzmei K'Talmud Chochem. A person should always make himself or act as if he was a Talmud Chochem, Kadesh Yis'ana, in order to afflict himself and mourn for the Beis Hamikdash. Tanya Idach, we learned in another brisa, Reb Shem ben Gamliel Oimer, Kol Ha'ichel V'Shoise B'Tisha B'Av, anybody who eats or drinks on Tisha B'Av, on some level, it's compared to somebody who eats and drinks on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol ha'oser melacha b'Tisha B'Av, anybody who engages in other work on Tisha B'Av, ein roya simon bracha la'olam, he's not going to see any blessing in the money that he earns on Tisha B'Av. V'chachomim oimrim, kol ha'oser melacha b'Tisha B'Av, anybody who works on Tisha B'Av, ve'einu mis'abel an Yerushalayim, and refrains from mourning over Yerushalayim, einu roya b'simchosa, is not going to merit seeing the joy of Yerushalayim. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, simchu es Yerushalayim, ve'gilu bo kol ehaveo, sisu ito mosois, kol ha'mis'ablim oleo. Who are the people who are going to be joyous with Yerushalayim, and as the Pasuk expresses, as only those kolamis ablim olea, only those who actually mourned over her. Mikan omru, from here we said, the Chachomim said, that kolamis abel al Yerushalayim, anybody who mourns over Yerushalayim, zoyche v'roya b'simchoso, is going to merit seeing the simcha, the happiness of Yerushalayim. V'she'ine mis'abel al Yerushalayim, somebody who refrains from mourning, ein roya b'simchoso, will not merit the happiness of the Geula. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learnt in another brisa, similar brisa, kol ha'oichel bosor v'shoisa yayin b'Tisha B'Av, anybody who eats meat or drinks wine in the Suda Mafsekes, just before the onset of Tisha B'Av, olov ha'kos of Oimer, the Pasuk says about him, v'tehi avoynoisom al atzmoisom, that their sins are going to be on them, and that's not a very good title. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'kfiyas hamita. The Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person has to turn over his bed and not sleep on it, sleep on the floor. V'lo yehoidu lo chachomim, the chachomim did not agree with him. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, omru lo Rabbi Yehuda, the chachomim said to Rabbi Yehuda, ledvarecha, according to you that on Tisha B'Av, everybody has to turn over their beds and not sleep on their beds, ubrois, what's with pregnant women or menikois and nursing women? Mate alein, they're not able to sleep on the floor. Omar lohen, so Rabbi Yehuda responded to the Chachomim, af ani lo yomarti, when I said in the Mishnah and that one is chayev b'kfiyas hamita, I only said it elo b'yochil, only someone who's able to do that. But these women, these pregnant or nursing women who are not able to do it, I, Rabbi Yehuda, agree that they can sleep on their beds. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned in another brisa, Moida Rabbi Yehuda l'chachomim, that Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the chachomim b'she'ena yochil, that somebody who's not able to sleep on the floor, that he doesn't have to sleep on the floor, he can sleep on his bed. And this brisa adds on, Moidim chachomim Rabbi Yehuda, the chachomim who, and according to our Mishnah, lo'yhoidu lo'chachomim, they didn't agree with him, the chachomim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda b'yochil. If he's able to sleep on the floor, the Chachomim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, turn your bed over and sleep on the floor. And it's only if somebody is not able to sleep on the floor that the Chachomim say, don't turn your bed over. And now the question is, if both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim agree that anybody who's able to sleep on the floor should turn their bed over and sleep on the floor, and anyone who's not able to sleep on the floor can sleep on their bed, then what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim? What did Rabbi Yehuda say that the Chachomim don't agree to? Mai beinayu, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Ikabinayu Sha'ar Mitois. The other beds in the house, that according to Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're able to sleep on the floor, turn over your bed and turn over all the other beds in the house. The Chachomim say no. The Chachomim say that if you're able to sleep on the floor, then turn over your bed. You do not need to turn over all the beds in the house. Kedetanya, as we saw in a Braisa, and this Braisa is regarding the regular morning, that Lichbois Hamita, that one, they said, the Chachomim said, that Kesha'omru, Lichbois Hamita, when they said that one should turn over a bed and not sleep on a bed, Lo Mitase Bilvadu Kaifa, not only his bed, Elo Kol Amitis Kuranu Kaifa, all the beds in the house, he should also turn over. And Rabbi Yehuda, here in the Halachas of Tisha B'Av, is saying the same as what that Braisa said regarding other mourning, other Avelis. And that is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda said, turn over all the beds. The Chachomim didn't agree that you have to turn over all the other beds. Omar Rava. Rava said, Hilchasa Katana Didon. The halacha is like the Tana of our Mishnah, who argued with Rabbi Yehuda and said, but not only that, he holds of the Chachomim, but not like we just saw in the Braisa, that the Chachomim say that if you're able to sleep on the floor, you should turn over your bed and sleep on the floor. No, kol ikar. Even if he's able to sleep on the floor, he should not sleep on the floor, and he does not need to turn over his beds, because the halacha is like the Chachomim that argued with Rabbi Yehuda completely. This ruling of Rava was only regarding Tisha B'Av, regarding other Avelim, then Rava doesn't say this halacha. And one does have to turn over one's bed and not sleep on the bed. And Tosfos discusses why nowadays, even with Avelim, regular people in mourning, why they do not practice this custom, and Tosfos discusses that. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.